8th Perek of Sanhedrin, Mishnah Vav, 6th Mishnah, Abba b'machteris lidin al Hashem Seifu. Since the previous Mishnah, we discussed that Ben Tzorim argues the death penalty because of the way it's going to get end up. Also, a person who digs his way into somebody else's house, also, he can be killed because of what will happen in the end. What does it mean? That Chazal says, Balabaya sees this kind of coming into his house in the middle of the night, he's going to put up a fight. Because a person, it's hard to control himself when he knows that all his wealth or precious gems or whatever he may have at home may be taken away. So therefore, we say that since the Ganav knows that the Balabais is going to put up a fight, he's also coming on the Nas that he may have to put up a fight and he may even kill the Balabais to keep things quiet. So therefore, he's considered a Roidif. And the halacha is that if someone comes to kill you, you're permitted to protect yourself, even by killing him. Whatever is necessary, you can do. What's going on is Machteres, and he broke a Chavis on the way. So since right now he's eligible to be killed, there's a concept called Kimlei B'Derav Minei, which means a person is doing the act, which because of this act he deserves a death penalty, and he also doesn't at the same time simultaneously is doing an act that will cause him a monetary fines, a payment. He does not have to pay the monetary fines, because we say that a death penalty covers everything. You don't get a double punishment. In a case where if someone would kill him, it would be also to kill him. For example, if a father comes in to steal from his son, and the son is not allowed to kill the father because he knows the father under no circumstances will kill the son. Yeah, but ain't like damim pata. It's a case where, once again, he can be killed. This person who's digging his way into somebody else's house or breaking into somebody else's house, he can be killed. Then if there's monetary damage at the time, he's probably from taking the monetary damage.